Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1004. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Le'Refuah Shleima Liyo Ben Dina Malka Shtakav Refuah Shleima B'Sarich Sher Chol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, so we started talking about Shabbos timers in general in the last share, and we mentioned just to start off, and in general, we're talking about the air conditioner. It could be for heating also, but right now, as things get warmer, for air conditioners, there's usually many times the timers have a pin. We spoke about last time, it's machlokes whether that pin is muksa, but just for a status quo, just real quickly to review, a person wants to keep it the way it is, that by should not go on Shabbos, so they just want to pull out the pin. So we said, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and others, that would be fine. Rav Moshe held that was muksa, but, if possible, to pull it out with a shina. In case not, if somebody uses the regular way to pull out the pin, again, that the things stay status quo, either the heat stays off, or the air condition stays off, or the lights stay off, and there's no change in anything else, so that would be, in general, that would be okay. If possible, trying to use a shina, like we said, either pulling it out with one's teeth or so on. Now we did mention also last year that to move it in a way whereby it's going to go off earlier to make the heat or the air condition, let's say trying to work with the air conditions to go on earlier, that one cannot do. The same thing in reference to make it go off earlier. That also one has to be careful not to do, brings down the safer, also the safer Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. That adjusting these timers not to turn it on, like we said, or off at an earlier time. You also can make it go off at an earlier time. Now again, calling a guy in these cases is okay, because of the fact to make it go off for sure, there's no problem at all. But because we're telling the guy, you know, let's say move it to, instead of 3, move the timer to 2 o'clock. Let's say the person needs it for another hour, telling the guy to move it to 2 o'clock. So you're dealing with shvus to shvus. It's cold or whatever the case is. Right, or even maybe having it to go on if it's very hot and so on. If it's a question of, that would also be fine. Again, calling, asking a guy to do it. In the case whereby it's the heating system and so on, it's if it's cold and it's really needed. Again, it's a kol chaylam eitzel tina. We said that again. These are makam tsar in the time and cases whereby people need it, and telling a guy in these cases is okay. Also, because of the fact that it's a grama, we're not going to get into all those halachas, how that works with gram, a grama on, with Amir La'akim and so on. Okay, but be it as it may, calling a guy doing these various different things with the timer, is fine. Now, as far as an appliance, for example, let's say an air conditioner is on, right, and the person wants to keep it on, so they just want to pull out the pin. Again, and we just want to stress the fact that we're talking about the regular general timers that many people use with the pin and so on. But if it's a different type of a timer, one has to definitely ask a Rav and find out. Some of them are a little bit more complicated. But the general one, whereby you pull out the pin, so the question is, one wants to pull out the pin, and the air conditioner's on, it's going to stay on. So, or by lights, which is worse, actually, because that's a question of a deraisa in general, putting on and off an incandescent bulb, unless it's fluorescent. Okay, but be it as it may, it is a machlokes, when the dust settles, there are some who say, you know, since it's status quo, again, making it go on and off earlier, that can't be done. That's not the issue. We established that. The question is, now it's going, I just want to remove the, when, and also, we also established the fact that when it's total off, status quo, it's a question, it's machlokes of, muksa, so it's just pulling it out, like I'll pull out the pin, like we said, and the air condition stays off. So we said in general, that's okay, preferably to use a shinoi. Now the question is, I want to pull out the pin and the air condition is on. It's just going to remain on the rest of Shabbos, and that's all. I'm not making it go on earlier. I'm not making it go off earlier. I'm not making it go on later, and I'm not making it go off later. It's just going to stay status quo. So that too is a machlokes. It's amongst major poskim. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now, but if need be, if that's the case, one definitely should ask a Rav. To call a guy, we said, is fine, that's no problem. Let's say a guy just pulling out the pin, keeping it status quo for sure, that's no problem. But if one wants to do it themselves, they definitely should ask first, make sure, depending on the situation, You know, like we said, it is a major machlokes. So one does have to. Rav Moshe was very machmer with these various different things in America in reference to timers and so on. So one has to be very careful before doing it themselves, just to ask and make sure that their situation does call for it. Because again, there are some major poskim who did allow it in certain instances, whereby it's staying status quo and it's going to stay on, whether it's air conditioned or even possibly lights. Now, as far as we established the fact again, there's a lot of details over here, so it gets a little bit complicated, a little bit tedious, if you want to call it. But be it as it may, we said to have it go off and on earlier that Lefi Rav Moshe for sure, even according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, for sure not. But now the question is to have it, so, and then we said status quo, we spoke about, okay, so now the question is later, right? One has the air condition, for example, it's going to go on at 2. And I want it to go on at 3, for whatever the reason is, right? It's not so hot or whatever. I want it on, but I want it to go on at 3. So a question of moving the pin, it should go on at 3. So Lefi Rav Moshe, that can't be done. It says, it brings down the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, that Lefi Rav Moshe maintained that if an air conditioner is supposed to go on at 2, for example, and one wishes to move the pins, again, in the pins in this very simple Shabbos clock that we're talking about, Shabbos timers, again, the more complicated ones, one definitely has to ask and find out how to work it. So Sedra Rav Moshe brings down, it's supposed to go off at 2, and one wishes to move the pin to make it go off at 3, or to go on at 3. Let's say it's supposed to go on at 2, and they want to move the pins to make it go on at 3, right? So this would not be allowed, Lefi Rav Moshe, for sure not. Now, one thing we have to be very clear, for sure, it brings on Sefer Lamtes Melachos, that again, there's certain machlokes in different things, and one has to ask, like we said, but once somebody pulls out the pin, let's say, for example, in the case, the easy case, one pulls out the pin, and it's status quo, the air conditioner stays off, and it's off, and it stays off, and that's it, I pull out the pin, and that's all. So now the question is, 20 minutes later, the person says, oh, it's starting to get hot, you know what, I think it better go back on, so I'll put the pin back in, I think it should go on, even at a later time, whatever the case is, I'll put the pin back in, like this, it's going to go on. You can't do that. Once it's out, you can't do that. That's how he brings down the safe for Shabbos, Sefer Lametes Melach is a very important thing to keep in mind. Once you pull out the pin, you can't put it back. On page 1221, it says, however, one may not then replace the tripper or the pin and so on, the doll. For example, if the light is light or the air conditioner, whatever, is presently off and the timer is set to turn it on in an hour, and the person wants the light to remain off for 2 additional hours, then they cannot lift up the tripper or the pin and the dial to turn it back and then replace it. You know, let's say in other words, what he's trying to say is that once you pick it up, you can't put it back in because now you're doing a new action to make the light or air conditioner, whatever it is, to go on and off at a different time. You're doing an action on Shabbos that you can't do, even though it's going to be a grumma. So just to read how he explains that, it's important to keep in mind that by removing the dial or the tripper or the pin, like we said, even for a moment, the person effectively severs the timer's control over the light or the air conditioner, whatever it is, and they now cut it off. So now replacing the dial, replacing the timer, the pin, is a new human action of setting the timer in motion and is tantamount to causing the light or the air conditioner, whatever it is, to go on. And that's called gram havara. One has to be careful. That case is not allowed. We're talking about a case where one pulls it out, whatever the case is, and so on. Now, as far as just to end off this shir, Bezrus Hashem, as far as having it go on or off later, again, by a person is not pulling out the pin and putting it back, obviously we said that's the problem, but if somehow they move the dial or they move the pin without pulling it out, for a later time, that also, Lefi Rav Moshe for sure can be done, and need be, one definitely has to ask a Rav if that situation arises, how to work with that. Calling a guy, we said that would be fine. That's not a problem. But if one has to do it themselves, they can call a guy, whatever, one definitely has to ask, definitely before that's done. Lefi Rav Moshe, that would 100% can be done. Lefira Shlem is Alma, depending on the case, depending on, you know, what the situation and how they're doing it and so on. The bottom line is, I just want to end off when, you know, in general, when we deal with timers, that's basically the concept of timers, ins and outs here and there, little touch-ups, you know, might be polishing, if you want to say polishing the diamond, whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is, these are very complicated things when it comes to timers, and it's hard to remember all the details, and one definitely should try and ask. Unless it's a very simple case, like we said, just pulling out the pin to keep it status quo when it's off, that's the most easiest case, and even keeping it status quo when it's on, one should be careful to ask. That's also, you know, there are those who are makel in that situation also. But all these various different other cases that we spoke about, one has to ask. And the situation arises, and like we said, if somebody really feels they need and they can't ask, whatever, they're definitely to call a guy. Usually, most of the time, in these cases, when it comes to timers, and so on, one would be in the clear in reference to a guy. But if one has to do it themselves, definitely they should try and find out and ask for their own specific situation. It's very hard to go through all the various different type of timers, various different type of dials, the new modern, there's so many modern different type of things also. As time goes on, things change and so on. So it's a very important thing in all of these in Yanim, but especially when it comes to timers, to ask a Rav what, when, and where to do. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.